GSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia, broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Coast Salish peoples.
On the next episode of Sip, Suds, and Smokes.
For today's segment, drumroll please. We are doing PCA 2025 coverage. We went to the PCA in New Orleans this year, not Vegas, sadly, but actually had a good time in New Orleans, which was strange. So, okay, as you know, we like to do our top five cigars from PCA from all of us. And usually we have four people in here, so these episodes are usually a couple hours long. But because we just started doing a new time signature this week and moving forward, we're going to talk about... We're just going to take a small second to go over three cigars each, and there's only three of us this time. But we are going to talk about some honorable mentions, and we're going to go over the booths and what we liked and how we had fun.
Yee-haw! We'll be right back after this break. Almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It's Sips, Suds, and Smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. It's time for Smokes.
All right, everybody. Welcome to the Smokes episode where everything good in life is worth discussing. Our hosts today are going to be good old boy Benjamin on the ones and twos. He's off the microphone, but he says hi, everybody. Good old boy Barger, myself, and way down next to me is good old boy Rich.
Hey, hey. What do you say?
And then pulling up the rear, we got good old boy Justin down in Fort Lauderdale.
Good morning, everybody.
How's the weather down there?
It's hot.
Yeah, I know it. I know it. Well, we are the best thing at 2 a.m. on, right before you hear that strange noise from under your bed and just after it gets you. As you know, and I hope you know, our smoke segments are all about cigars and, well, anything that's smoked. And for today's segment, drum roll, please. We are doing PCA 2025 coverage. We went to the PCA in New Orleans this year, not Vegas, sadly, but actually had a good time in New Orleans, which was strange. So we'll talk about that in a little bit. So just strap on and hang in tight. We're going to have fun today, but don't worry if you miss anything. You could download the full episode from wherever you get your podcast. But before we dive into the shallow end of the pool, remember the buddy system. Where's your buddy? All right, if you're a cigar newbie, fret not. We got you covered on Cigar 101 episode where all this cigar speak will be decoded. Just search for Sip, Suds, and Smoke Cigars 101, and that episode should pop right up in the link in the show notes. All right, well, good old boy Rich gets the honors of going over our smokes rating today. Take it away, Rich.
We'll be smoking and discussing these cigars and rating them with our Sips, Suds, and Smokes ratings, plus our signature sounds. Here are those ratings now. 1. This sucked even before it was lit. A 2. At least I lit it. 3. I would smoke this again. 4. How much you want for 'em?
'Em? Magnificent.
And a 5. Where are they? I need a box.
That's right. So, okay, as you know, we like to do our top 5 cigars from PCA from all of us. And usually we have 4 people in here. So these episodes are usually a couple hours long. But because we just started doing a new time signature this week and moving forward, we're going to talk about... We're just going to take a small second to go over 3 cigars each. And there's only 3 of us this time. But we are going to talk about some honorable mentions, and we're going to go over the booths and what we liked and how we had fun. So Justin's up first with his line. Justin, tell us what you liked about PCA.
Oh, PCA, it was so well run. It was huge. The booths were crazy. They had like a whole Mayflower reconstructed for Mayflower cigars. All the great people that make the cigars were there. You know, all the personalities you want from the League of Fat Bastards, Adam Levine. You got Rocky Patel. It was insane. Insane. So first cigar that was my favorite was the Oz Family Cigar Caratoba. It was a Robusto Extra, 5.5 inch by 55. Crafted at Nazca, Nicaragua, this box press line features an Ecuadorian-grown Sumatra seed wrapper, Nicaraguan binder, and carefully selected filler blend of Nicaraguan and Dominican tobaccos. It was medium-bodied, was complex. It was like amazing with cocoa nibs and the dark black pepper. It was just pretty crazy, and never went out when I lit it. It was well constructed.
Yeah, I got dark chocolate off of that.
Oh, yeah. Cocoa nibs. Yeah. It's like chocolate, beans. You know, it's intense. Intense chocolate.
You know, the thing about that cigar was, is I think we got that cigar on day 3 or 4.
Yeah.
After we had smoked a lot.
Yeah.
And it blew me away. It totally blew me away. As soon as I lit it up, I was like, this is the best cigar that I've had. And I had smoked a lot of cigars.
And for a Robusto, so. it packs full of flavor,
yes,
too.
Yes, it does.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So what are your guys' thoughts on this? Obviously, we all love it, but what about a rating? What are we going to do here? We're going to go fives across the board there.
Absolutely. Yeah.
First five of the day, fellas.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's definitely where's a box. I'm ready for a box of this.
Yeah. Well, Tim, you know, we're local here, too, Tim. Send us a box. We'll take them. All right, well, what's your second pick?
My second favorite cigar, PCA, was Illusione, Group of Five, Robusto, 5x52, ring gauge. Dion utilizes tobaccos that he set aside over 3 years to create the first size in this line to be offered to the public. Plucked from the cradle by a secret society, eventually becomes the leader. A world in which few know. The Group of Five hides in the shadows, but in the public eye at the same time. Tasting notes. It was peppery, lightly fruity, and it had a great draw. It was really nice retronasal exhale on this one. I did that like 4 or 5 times. We'll never really know what's in it, but I really know that I want to have another one sometime.
Yeah, I imagine there's like guys in like hooded robes, like plucking the tobacco leaves secretly in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
You know, the secret society.
Like the monks, the cigar monks.
Yeah, yeah.
Coming out there.
Moons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Only in full or blood moons.
Yeah.
No, so this cigar actually was released last year, but they re-released it again this year, and it was one of my top five cigars last year.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Really good.
Absolutely a good cigar. So what are you guys going to think about rating it? We're going fives.
Absolutely. Got to go.
I have bought 2 boxes of these. So
nice.
Yeah. So we are, it is awesome. It is a great cigar and I encourage everyone to go try it. All right. What's your third cigar?
Nova Mirage.
Ooh. What's up, Leo?
Yeah, girl.
60x6, medium to full body. The wrapper's from Sumatra. The filler was Dominican. The binder, Piloto. It's a big ring gauge cigar comprised of smooth Dominican filler surrounded by a dark Sumatra wrapper. Impeccably rolled and full of flavor, this earthy to medium full body cigar unleashes notes of leather, white pepper, and dark chocolate. The flavor in this was great. The construction, it had like pockets where it'd be just air and I'd have to relight. I had a hot spot in the middle, but The flavor was great. I mean, it just took my rating down just a little bit, but I enjoyed it. What did you guys think of this one?
I've liked the Mirage. You know, Leo is just salt of the earth. She's awesome. And a lot of her tobacco is 10 plus aged years, you know, aged. Oh, wow. So
that's why the flavor is so good.
Yeah. That's sometimes, you know, it's construction. These are all handcrafted. So you might get one with a pocket of air.
Yeah. Mine, I didn't have any problems with the construction, but anything from Nova, I'm on board with. They're just wonderful people, real sweet, real kind, and just make a high quality product. So.
Yeah, absolutely. So what are we going to give that? It's a rating. We're going to go with a 4. All right. Well, we're about to take a break, and when we come back from our break, what's going to happen is we're going to go over honorable mentions for Justin, and then we're going to talk a little bit about what Rich has got going on with PCA. But other than that, what was your favorite booth? The Mayflower, you said?
Yeah, I would say the Mayflower.
All right. Well, we'll be right back after this commercial.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the line of a rising, glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a.
Well, we just got back, and hope you guys bought all those things that we're talking about there. We just got going over the Nova Mirage, and we rated it a 4. And so we're going to talk about Justin's honorable mentions, cigars that he enjoyed from PCA 2025 in New Orleans. Justin, what were your honorable mentions?
So I met this cool guy named Adam Levine, who's not a rock star, but he might be in the cigar world.
Yeah.
He creates something called a League of Fat Bastards, and Series O is really fun, and 40% of their profits go to men's mental health, and I know a lot of crazy dudes, so I think that's a really good cause.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, Rocky Patel, Year of the Snake. If you got a lot of money to throw at a cigar, you can make a pretty good cigar.
Yeah.
I'll prove that.
That's true. That's true. That Year of the Snake, I haven't smoked mine yet, but I'm looking forward to it. Yeah, I've smoked the League of Fat Bastards, and they've got a bunch of good cigars they're putting out right now. I mean, they've only got 3 core lines, the L, the O, and the Bendita now.
Thought it was they're going to do L, O, F,
B.
Yeah,
L, O, F, B. F and B are to come. So, Rich, what are your top 3 there?
Oh, so I said number 1 would be the Crown Heads Broadway, and this is a this is the first cigar of Crown Head's new branding.
Uh-huh.
And so,
looks a lot better.
It does look a lot better. The colors are great. They pop.
Yeah.
So it says it's a tribute to the city's most famous neighborhood.
Yeah.
Which I don't know if I'd call Broadway a neighborhood.
Yeah. I wouldn't call it a neighborhood. More like a stain.
Yeah. Regardless of that, it was a very good cigar. You know, just kind of up there, you know, with the Oz family, you know, same level there. Really good. Wrappers, a USA Connecticut Broadleaf, binder, Nicaragua, Jalapa, filler, Esteli, Jalapa, and if I can pronounce this right, I'd be great. Ometepe. So really great cigar, burnt real well, just really enjoyed it from front to back.
Yeah. So I smoked that cigar as well, and I actually love that cigar. It's a great cigar. We got the Robusto size there, right?
Yeah.
So the 5x50 or 52 or whatever it is. Yeah.
Yeah, I smoked that one when I got back and was really able to sit down and enjoy it, and I really did.
Yeah. Did you smoke the Broadway, Justin?
I have not smoked that yet.
What's in your bag, I'm sure.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure.
Well, what have we got for a rating there? We're going to give it 5.
Absolutely. That's... Ching. Definitely get a box of those. Yeah, so my second was the Bentley Rare Rosetta Green Label. The Bentley Green was great. The Bentley Green Rare Rosetta blend is a celebration of the exquisite Rosotto. God. Wrapper known for its subtle complexity.
Rosotto.
Okay. Known for its subtle complexity and rich, earthy undertones. This blend is crafted with precision, enveloping a core of hand-selected leaves aged for 3 years, a process that imbues each cigar with depth and character. The Rosotto wrapper, with its unique reddish hue, imparts a balanced sweetness, perfectly complementing the nutty and spicy notes that unfold with each draw. Rolled in the oldest cigar factory in Nicaragua, this blend is a tribute to traditions and the art of cigar making, offering a luxurious smoking experience that is both smooth and satisfying.
So I didn't see I couldn't quite remember the size that they give us, but I think it was 5x48,
something like that.
It's a smaller, yeah. It's a smaller ring gauge. And I'm going to tell you, that was on my list. And when I saw it was on your list, I took it off my list because, yeah, I knew we'd talk about it.
Yeah.
But that cigar, wow.
Really good.
Really good. Justin, really good. You remember smoking them?
No, I remember the booth.
Yeah.
And I remember wondering if this was involved with the Bentley car brand, but they're not.
I know. That was the whole shtick, was like, yeah.
You know? Said it's the same. It's not really the same, but it's kind of the same. It's
kind of the same, but not the same.
I kind of got to the end of it. Not involved.
Not involved. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you smoked the white label?
I smoked it there.
Did you? Yeah.
I liked it.
Yeah. I thought the white label was really good too.
It reminded me of an old Davidoff.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, nice.
So,
yeah, it was really good. I smoked that. It was a great morning cigar with a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
So both of these were just top of the line.
Well, what you giving it? We're going fives. This is going to be a nothing but banger episode.
Well, that's why we do the best of, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Well, what's your third?
So the HDA cigar, which is Hermanos de Armas, which means... Brothers in Arms. This is a 100% veteran-owned company, about a year or so old, I think.
Yeah, that was a young company. It was freaking awesome people. Yeah,
dudes were cool.
We are going to do an episode with them.
Oh, good. So I smoked the Descending Shadow, which is a Toro 6x54. The Catechism features a fusion of... I don't think this is the right one. The Catechism's a different one. But it's a Nicaraguan tobacco and wrapped in a commanding presence of Ecuadorian Habano wrapper. With each draw, it conjures a storm of flavors, blending the earthy richness of Ometepe with the fiery intensity of Condiga, invoked in a dark and powerful symphony on the palate. So, yeah, Ecuadorian Habano wrapper, Nicaraguan binder filler. It was probably my closest second,
yeah,
to the other ones. Just a really good solid smoke, had a great structure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I really enjoyed it personally. I want to smoke a couple more to see what I really like about it.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I think that when we do an episode with them, that's gonna really help.
Yeah.
For sure. But what are you gonna give it?
Yeah.
We're gonna give it 4.
Number 4.
I love your honorable mentions.
Yeah, you like that?
Yeah, tell the folks what you think.
I got to go with Camacho, man. So I haven't smoked a Camacho in a while. I think we got some last year for my daughter's wedding, and I just forgot how much I like a Camacho. You know, the triple Maduro, yeah, is my favorite Maduro out there. It's so good. It's smooth. It's rich. And then we went to the Camacho party, which I have to say, honorable mention, man, those guys put on a good party.
that was such a fun party, having them play Slayer.
Yeah, we were playing, they played Slayer. The DJ was rocking it. People were dancing.
Putting some metal out there.
Yeah.
Everyone was looking around like, what the hell is happening? And we're all like 6 of us singing Rain and Blood.
Banging heads and singing Rain and Blood. They had... they had this the guy cooking the meat, and
oh yeah,
oh my God, it was so good.
All the steak you can eat.
Oh, it was good. Yeah. So, yeah, Camacho, you guys are just killing it. The constructions are solid and consistent. And I've smoked a few since I've been back. And just remember how good I like them.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. The Triple Maduro was one of the boxes of cigars I got for my wedding, but it was the OG with the double band, and it was in a different box, and like their old branding. It's like, I remember their old Scorpion was so good.
Yeah.
Oh man, that cigar was so good. So what was your favorite booth?
Oh, I don't know. That's a hard one. That's a hard one. I don't know if I have a favorite booth. I think, it was such a blur.
Yeah.
So,
you really like that Kikimomo booth, huh?
Well, the Kikimomo was interesting. That's definitely interesting. It was a fun booth. That's definitely
those guys
were
a riot.
They were crazy. Had the throne up there, the guy sitting on the throne
the whole time.
Yeah.
And then they had the leopard print.
They were all dressed in the leopard print jumpsuits with the pink stripes. I mean, it was crazy.
It was awesome.
Yeah, they're great guys.
Well, we'll be right back after these commercials.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the line of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
All right, welcome back. I hope those commercials were everything that you needed. Looks like I'm up next, folks, and let's just say I found some pretty obscure brands this year that actually turned out to have some hitters. I was very impressed with some of the smaller boutique brands. My number one actually was one that I smoked when I got home, and it was a Imami Cigars, a Komodo Triple Ajero Connecticut Churchill. Armin, I believe is his name, handed me two of these Komodos and was like, take these home, smoke them, tell me what you think. And I was like, okay. Didn't really expect them to be hitters, but as soon as I got home and was starting to smoke that, I was like, good Lord. There's not much available on their website for these cigars, but it's a Churchill 7x50. The wrapper is Ecuadorian Connecticut. The filler is Esteli Condega. And the Seco is Jalapa. Did you guys happen to get any of them?
I got a Imani cigar, but I did not get the... I do not know that I got the Komodo.
Okay, you probably didn't get the Komodo?
Yeah, your two was... One of those was probably for me.
Okay, well, no, it was a Maduro and a Connecticut.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah. I don't take your cigars, buddy.
Okay. I wish to register a complaint.
That's right. Well, I'm gonna give it a five. I mean, that was literally my favorite cigar from PCA.
Yeah. Well, yeah, the Imami I spoke was great.
Yeah,
and I couldn't tell you which one it was.
I don't know what factory he's getting his cigars in or what, but he's getting some decent cigars. Did you try any of them?
No, but I'm gonna look for them in the bag.
Yeah, you should have some Imami cigars.
Yeah, check it out.
Yeah, and then my number two is the Natura Cigar Company. Second Harvest. I don't know if you guys remember, but the First Harvest was my top cigar last year. Well, this year they came out with a Second Harvest and only made 3,000 boxes. Now, what I did learn about Natura cigars this year was that they are grown in greenhouses above 4,500 feet sea level. 4,500 feet above sea level. Now... Yeah. There's another company that claims they have the highest production at 3,300, 3,500, but actually Natura is the
higher.
They're higher by 1,000 feet. And these guys are, the guy was a vegetable farmer. And during COVID, he was like, well, what are we going to do? And so he started doing making tobacco.
Yeah. So the interview we did with them is on our social. So you guys go look for it. It was a great interview. The guy was just solid and just a sweetie. Just loved him, man. You felt like a grandfather. You know?
Yeah. He got some. He had some really good answers to some questions, and it was a good interview all around.
He likes horses.
So, yeah. So that's most of their cigars are named after horses.
He likes the cowboy movies.
Yeah, cowboy movies. Yeah. So. It's a Dominican Puro, and I'm going to give it a 5.
I'll give it a 5.
Yeah.
Solid.
Yeah.
Very unique.
Yeah. So, such good flavor. So, my third, and I'm kind of in awe that this is actually on my list. It is the German Engineered Cigars.
Yes.
It's the, let me see if I say this right.
Yeah.
The Raumzeit.
Raumzeit.
And the way, if you...
Yeah, Raumzeit.
Yeah, Raumzeit. Now, we do have an interview with him. Is it posted up yet?
Not yet.
Okay, well, when it comes out, you guys will see this guy. Very eclectic. Very nice guy. He explains that this cigar is like you are traveling at the speed of light far beyond the next galaxy when your friendly android serves you a slice of cake. And that's how he introduces it. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, what?
What?
And so I lit it and started smoking it. And what's funny is it almost tastes like an older Davidoff.
Wow.
Which is extremely strange because it's none of it. There's only one leaf from the DR in it. So you've got the wrapper is Nicaragua and Connecticut. Your binder is Indonesian and Sumatra. Your filler is from Jalapa. And your the second filler is a Dominican Republic Piloto.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow.
So these guys are like, they pride themselves on the German engineering.
Yeah.
So they are really like into the engineering of the cigars, the construction and the blend. Very pride, you know, pride themselves on that.
They create an experience.
Yeah. And which one of the wrappers glows in the dark? Was that this one or
the Westenheimer or something?
Yeah.
I could never say it. He'd have to, he'd probably scold me for getting it wrong.
Thank you for that. Yeah.
But it glows in the dark and that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So what do you guys, I'm going to give this a 4.
I'm going 4. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Magnificent.
Yeah, and I'm looking forward to hopefully they'll send us some that we can do an episode on.
Yeah, so I'd like to do an episode with them too. Also, we're gonna try this coming year going to it's not TPE, it's Intertobac. And Intertobac is actually one of the biggest it's like the PCA but in Germany.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so we're trying to get us, you know, if anyone's got an in, let me know. So for my honorable mentions, for me, it's going to be the Big Sky. I think that's who it is. Big Sky Cigars, right?
Yeah.
From Montana.
We have their their episodes on the socials. Great guys.
Yeah.
Gave us some history about the. There's actually some history of cigars coming out of Montana that they're kind of, you know,
trying rebirthing. And so their cigar called the Cryptid. Which they didn't want to give me at the time, but they gave me one reluctantly, and now you guys are on the episode. Thank you for that.
We interrupt this program to annoy you and make things generally irritating.
Now, I am going to mention those Kiki Momo guys.
Yep.
They were just a blast.
They were fun.
Like, they were fun, and a couple of cigars I got from them were really good, too.
Yeah.
He just has such a huge portfolio.
He's got, like, over 100 cigars. Like, they're a new company.
And they're a new company. He's got,
unbelievable.
Like, every different cigar. I don't know how he's doing it.
Yeah. And the one they gave us had the stars in the on the wrapper, which was, we were kind of looking at it like, oh, okay, just another one of those, you know. But it was good.
Yeah, it was good.
And we almost paid $7,000 for it.
Yeah,
because we were smoking it when we weren't supposed to be.
Oh yeah, we were smoking it before.
Before the fire marshal told them no smoking inside while they were setting up.
We didn't get that memo. So
once again.
Yeah.
Well, also, I want to bring up the Lure cigars.
Yes.
Small mom and pop companies centered around fishing.
Yeah.
And, you know, he just talked about how him and his dad, you know, love to go fishing and smoke cigars. And
I'm seeing the lure all over social media.
Yeah.
People love this cigar.
I smoked their dumpster fire one. It was great.
Dumpster fire. That was Warfighter, wasn't it?
Yeah, I don't think that was lure.
Yeah, dumpster
the one
fire.
That was all a mix of everything.
That's Warfighter.
Yeah.
Cigar.
Oh, okay. My bad. Yeah.